Chris Morning Update Tuesday, April 25th. 欢迎大家来到星期二的早报。那么法国大选首轮投票结束，马克龙勒庞领跑。在西甲方面呢，巴萨客场绝杀皇马，梅西收获个人在巴萨生涯的第500粒进球。在排球方面，朱婷荣膺欧冠女排联赛 MVP， 成为中国女排史上第一人。在武汉本地新闻方面呢，2017年楚才回家欧洲站招财回汉活动在伦敦欧洲创意中心成功举办。Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen will enter the second round of the French presidential election on May the 7th, according to a preliminary sample of all votes cast. Macron won 23-24% of the vote and Le Pen 21-23% according to the survey. The sample is a survey of actual votes cast in around 200 poll stations. The numbers are tallied and then fed through a computer program to provide the results, as normally within 1% of the final results. If the sample proves correct, it means that neither the Socialist Party nor the Republican Party will contend the second round for the first time in the history of the Fifth Republic, the French political era which began in the 1958. Macron welcomed the preliminary results, saying, "Today the people of France have spoken as our country confronts an unprecedented moment in its history. It has responded in its best way possible by voting in huge numbers.It has decided to place me first in this first round," he said. The defeated candidates called on their supporters to back Macron against Le Pen. François Fillon said, "Extremism can only bring unhappiness and division to France. There is no other choice than to vote against the far right. I will vote for Emmanuel Macron. I consider it my duty to tell you this frankly. It's up to you to reflect on what is best for your country and for your children."Speaking at her headquarters in northern France, Le Pen said, "The choice now is between a wild globalization, a world in which terrorists can travel free, and a France with strong borders. What I offer you is a true alternative, the renewal to which you aspire. The heir to François Hollande can bring this change."Macron will be the favorite as most voters will unite around him to stop a Le Pen victory, but the Front National has seasoned the political machine and Macron's en marche party is very inexperienced. And we turn to Spanish football. The latest edition of Spain's El Clásico was once again billed as more than a clash between La Liga's two biggest clubs, Barcelona and Real Madrid.This was a face-off between football's two biggest stars, Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. And as Barcelona leapfrogged Real to top La Liga with the last scrubs 3-2 victory, Messi was the winner at the Bernabeu. Ahead of the match, the Los Blancos led their Catalan rivals by 3 points in the standings with a game in hand. But Barcelona's win, thanks to a moment of magic by Messi,will see the title race go down to the wire. Casemiro opened the scoring for the host in the 28th minute, tapping home after Sergio Ramos fired one off the post. The lead lasted just 5 minutes, though, as Lionel Messi danced past two defenders to fire home his first goal against Madrid in 3 years. There was nothing Keylor Navas could do to deny Barca's 17 minutes from time whenEven Rakitic took aim for him from 25 yards and drilled into the top corner. The match seems to have swung decisively in Barca's favor 4 minutes later when Ramos sized down Messi to be shown the 22nd red card of his career. And we turn to European volleyball. The Chinese spiker Zhu Ting led her Vakıf Bank Istanbul team to victory in the Women's Volleyball Championship League.Final on Sunday in Treviso, Italy. The Turkish team beat the Italian side Cogniano in 3 straight sets 25-19, 25-13, 25-23, with Olympic champion Drew contributing 22 points. This is the 3rd Champions League trophy for Vakıf Bank and the 1st for Drew, who moved to Europe at the beginning of the season.And that's all for today's update, and stay tuned for update on the 26th.